There you have it. That is brand new music from Tara Lightfoot. The song is called Need You Tonight. Tara is originally from Hamilton and now resides in the Haliburton area. She's on tour right now doing North America and has just released a brand new record, which is smoking. You're going to love it. It's called Healing Power, and you should check it out. Before that, Lolo, the TikTok star, and the song Faceplant. Lolo has over 3 million views. She gained popularity on TikTok by reimagining influential music hits, and that's how some people do it these days, right? Right now, I've got some music from an incredible guitar player, Derek Miller from Six Nations. He's received 2 Juno Awards, and the song that I'm going to play is a blues tune called Someone Call an Angel Down from his album that was released in 2002, Music is Medicine. Here's Derek Miller on the jukebox.
Like a star, I was hopeful for a while, but they're just a little too far. Round and round I go. Where I stop? Well, I don't know.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. That was music from Anaknid from 2020 and the album Dream Weaver. She's OG Cree and based in Montreal. Some music coming up from an artist by the name of Rit, spelled R-I-I-T, from Nunavut, a television personality, a multi-disciplined artist, and a Juno Award nominee. That's coming up soon. We also have music from Charlie Houston. She's a 20-year-old artist from Toronto, and a brand new song just dropped. It's called Cranberry. She sings about heartbreak, about her mental health issues, and really personal struggles in her music, and it's a great sound. I think you're going to dig that. We also have something from an artist named Riley Green, who's an American country singer born in Jacksonville, Alabama, and just released a song called My Last Rodeo from the album Ain't My Last Rodeo. What a conundrum, right? But before we get to that, I want to play you a song from Naomi Sharon. The tune is called Regardless, and it just dropped. She's Dutch and of Caribbean descent, was born in Rotterdam, and raised in a household that was really heavily musically oriented. She's a recent signing on Drake's OV Sound label, and here she is with a song called Regardless on the Jukebox.
Said, this ain't my last your dish show on the road. When life throws you off your saddle, don't think you lost a battle. Just climb back up and turn another road. The good Lord might want to call this cowboy home, but this ain't my last rodeo. He said a man is only as good as a woman that he's got standing beside him. So I thank the good Lord every day, 'cause mine is somewhere up there and waiting on me to ride in. Boy, that'll be the day. And I'm so close I can smell her perfume. And I can't wait to watch her light up the room. This ain't my last rodeo. I know it's just time for this old man to get this show on the road. When life throws you off your saddle, it don't mean you lost the battle. Just climb back up and turn another road. The good Lord might want to call this cowboy home, but this ain't my last rodeo. I know my time is coming soon, so all I'm asking you to do is bury me in my boots. 'Cause this ain't my last rodeo. No, it's just time for this old man to get this show on the road. When life throws you off your saddle, it don't mean you lost the battle, so don't shed a tear for me now when I go. The good Lord might want to call this cowboy home. This ain't my last rodeo. This ain't my last rodeo.
This is Music for the Human Race from Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Corner, a bird in baby.
Big up to jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
Hear that call echoing through the trees? Sounds like a bird of prey, right? And it's nighttime. It's an owl. The striped owl, to be exact. Clam eater, the species name in Latin, means yeller. And yes, you guessed it. This owl has a distinctive striped pattern. Our striped hunter makes quite a fashion statement. Along with the stripes goes a pair of large ear tufts that for a second might look like a cat's. The face is a creamy disc, rimmed with black, almost like a mask. But when it comes to nesting, striped owls like to keep it simple. A hollow in a tree, an abandoned woodpecker hole, or even a cozy nook in a dense vine are perfect accommodations for these fashionistas. No need to bother with building intricate nests. Striped owls are known for their diverse vocalizations. Their repertoire includes deep hoots, eerie screeches, and a range of calls that help give an otherworldly ambience to tropical rainforests from southern Mexico all the way to Argentina. Despite their eeriness, in many local cultures, striped owls are believed to bring luck to those who encounter them. So consider yourself lucky if you spot one. For BirdNote, I'm Lucina Melesio.